From Branson, Missouri, in the heart of the Ozarks, welcome to the Bull Knobber Hillbilly Jamboree Show.
Get ready for 1 hour of great classy country music with Brand Country Rewind. Mike Patrick and Jamie Hagee feature the legends of country music with hits from the 1960s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. Enjoy the music, memories, and milestones of Branson's pioneering shows. It's time to rewind. Grand Country Rewind with Mike Patrick and Jamie Hagee.
Welcome to our world. Won't you come on in? Howdy, friends.
That was Melody Hart kicking off there.
This is Jamie Hagee, and I want to welcome you to Grand Country Rewind.
Absolutely. I'm Mike Patrick, playing the part of Mike Patrick tonight. And all three of us have picked out some solid gold country classics for you.
All right. First things first, let me tell you what we're thinking here. Willie Nelson, Trisha Yearwood, Loretta Lynn, Trey Wilson, Marty Robbins, Trey Wilson, and a gospel song from our own New South.
You know what? We're only going to play one. We'll save you. We don't need two Trey Wilsons.
Start
the world couldn't handle two Trey Wilsons. Our featured artist this week is the Desert Rose Band.
Oh, yes. I love those guys.
Yeah.
And this week's Vintage Branson Moments features the fifth show to start in Branson, Bobolink's Country Hoedown.
And also happy Mother's Day weekend to all our moms out there. My mom is a big fan of Willie Nelson. So we're going to kick off the show tonight with a song for her from the legendary Willie Nelson.
Willie, widely considered an American icon, was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame in 1993, and in 1998, he received the Kennedy Center honors for his lifetime contributions to American culture.
You know, and I got to see him about a year ago up in Springfield, and one of the best shows I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
That guitar playing is amazing.
Yep.
Our first song peaked at only number 17 in 1974, but it quickly became a fan favorite, one of my mom's favorites. Here is Willie with Bloody Mary Morning.
It's a bloody Mary morning, baby left me without warning sometime in the night. So I'm flying down to Houston with forgetting her the nature of my flight. Taxied toward the runway with the smog and haze reminding me of how I feel. Just a country boy who's learning that the pitfalls of the city are extremely real. All the nightlife and the parties and temptation and deceit, the order of the day. Well, it's a bloody merry morning, 'cause I'm leaving baby somewhere in L.A. It's a bloody merry morning, baby left me without warning sometime in the night. So I'm flying down to Houston with forgetting her the nature of my flight. Is airborne and flight 50 cuts a path across the morning sky. And a voice comes through the speaker reassuring us flight 50 is the way to fly. And a hostess takes our order, coffee, tea, or something stronger to start off the day. It's a bloody merry morning, 'cause I'm leaving baby somewhere in L.A. It's a bloody merry morning, baby left me without warning sometime in the night. So I'm flying down to Houston with forgetting her the nature of my flight. Thank you.
Katie sitting on her old front porch, watching the chickens peck the ground. There ain't a whole lot going on tonight in this one horse town. Over yonder, coming up the road in a beat up Chevy truck, her boyfriend Tommy is laying on the horn, splashing through the mud and the muck. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young and man, she just don't care. She'd follow Tommy anywhere. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. And even if they have to run away, she's gonna marry that boy someday. Katie and Tommy at the drive-in movie, parked in the very last row. They're too busy holding on to one another to even care about the show. Later on outside the Tasty Freeze, Tommy slips something on her head. He says, my high school ring will have to do till I can buy a wedding band. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young and then she just don't care. She'd follow Tommy anywhere. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. And even if they have to run away, she's gonna till 12:30 when they come sneaking up the walk. He says, young lady, get on up to your room while me and Junior have a talk. Mama breaks in and says, don't lose your temper. It wasn't very long ago. And you yourself was just a hayseed plowboy who didn't have a road to hoe.
From 1991, that was Trisha Yearwood. She's in love with the boy, apparently.
That was a Trisha Yearwood song?
Mm-hmm.
Jackie Brown does it so much. I thought it was her.
It was a Jackie Brown song.
Hey, it's time to take a quick break, but you want to stay with us for our next segment. Coming up next, we feature our Spotlight Artist of the Week, which tonight is, boy, a great band, the Desert Rose Band.
Yep. It's all right here next on Grand Country Rewind.
When you're ready for authentic country music, look no further than the Down Home Country Show. Branson's Entertainer of the Year, Jamie Hagee, is the best at bringing country music to life. You'll love Branson's Fiddle Player of the Year, Melody Hart. Comedian of the Year, Jared Doherty, will keep you in tears. Enjoy all of the songs that made you fall in love with country music. Showtime is 10 a.m. Monday through Friday. Call 417-335-2484 or visit grandcountry.com. The family will love Grand Country Buffet. Serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner, there are over 125 delicious items to choose from. Famous for great food, wonderful atmosphere, and warm personal service. Grand Country Buffet has it all. Call 417-335-2434 or visit grandcountry.com.
Grand Country. We've been treating folks like family since 1971.
Come to Grand Country. We'll treat you right.
This morning, happy as could be. I looked out my window, what's that I see? Coming up the sidewalk, just as plain as day. Well, here comes trouble that I never thought I'd see since you went away. Hello, trouble. Come on in. Will you talk about heartaches? Where in the world you been? Ain't had the misery since you've been gone. Well, trouble, 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 welcome home. Pot of coffee, and you can rest your shoes, and you can tell me them sweet lies, and I'll listen to you. Well, it's just a little part of the life we've lived, although I'd rather have a little bit of trouble and never know the love you give. Hello, trouble, come on in. Will you talk about heartaches? Where in the world you've been? Ain't had the misery since you've been gone. Trouble, 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 welcome home. Hello, trouble, 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 welcome home.
From 1989, that was the Desert Rose Band with a remake of Buck Owens' famous hit song, Hello Trouble.
That's right. Welcome back to Grand Country Rewind. This is the part of our show where we feature a star who's made great contributions to the world of country music. We'll give you a little history on their career and spotlight a couple of their biggest hit songs. And this week, we celebrate the Desert Rose Band.
Yeah, you know, this band was really a country rock band formed there in California and was founded by Chris Hillman, formerly of the Byrds and the Flying Burrito Brothers. We ought to play some of their songs sometime. I like the Burrito Brothers.
Yep.
Along with Herb Peterson and John Jorgensen in 1985. Rounding out the original lineup were Bill Bryson on bass guitar, J.D. Manis on pedal steel guitar. That answers our question.
Yep.
We're listening. And Steve Duncan on the drums.
Mm-hmm. In the late 80s and early 90s, the Desert Rose Band charted several hit singles on the U.S. Billboard Hot Country Singles and Tracks charts. Took up the whole page on that one, didn't it? Until disbanding in February 94. Their self-titled debut album was issued in 87 on MCA Curb. It contained their first hit, Ashes of Love, which was a Johnny and Jack song from the early 50s.
Wasn't Johnny Jack that also had my own grandpa?
That was Homer and Jethro.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm going to skip this next section, but go down. The group went through a major turnover around 1990. Three albums were recorded between 1991 and 93, True Love, Traditional, and Life Goes On. But the new configuration of personnel failed to duplicate the success of the band's first incarnation.
The Desert Rose Band won 3 Academy of Country Music Awards and has received several nominations from the Country Music Association and the Grammys.
The Desert Rose Band did their first reunion concert on August 27th, 2008, at the Belly Up Club in Solana Beach, California. This sold-out show prompted the band to play a handful of other reunion shows at clubs and music festivals throughout the U.S. Since then, the Desert Rose Band continues to perform live dates around the world. And we'll play a couple songs from our featured artist. We start with My Pick. This song became their first number one hit back in 1988. He's Back and I'm Blue.
Following that, you'll hear My Pick, One Step Forward. It peaked at number 2 in 1987.
Right now, here's our featured artist this week, the Desert Rose Band.
You turn away, you won't look at me. You seem to think that I just can't see. I was hoping he was out of your heart, but he's still calling you. Now he's back and
yesterday. Those memories seem so far away. All it took was just a whisper to start. Back and I'm blue. Ooh, that old feeling, filling up your dreams again. Ooh, it comes stealing, taking you away. I guess there's nothing left for me to do. I can't stop him from living in you. Cause the past can only pull us apart. Still you carry it through. Now he's back and I'm blue.
This kind of dance can never last. One step forward and two steps back. Nobody gets too far like that. One step forward and two steps back. This kind of dance can never last.
That was our featured artist for this week, the Desert Rose Band.
Coming up next, we have Loretta Lynn, along with this week's Vintage Branson Moment, featuring Branson's fifth founding show, the Bobolinks Country Hoedown.
And it's going to feature Eddie Lane. If anybody out there knows Eddie Lane, call him right now and tell him we're about to play him on the radio.
My buddy.
Stay right here. More Grand Country Rewind.
By popular demand, Branson's Best Quartet, New South, sings all your gospel favorites. This two-hour Southern Gospel extravaganza takes you from the early roots of Southern Gospel to hand-clapping gospel hits of today. From the Jordanaires to Bill Gaither, this show leaves you walking a little higher. Jackie Brown and Jim Dandy are also featured on Gospel Classics. For tickets and information, call Grand Country Music Hall at 417-335-2484 or visit grandcountry.com. Located in the heart of Branson, Grand Country is the total vacation experience. With lodging, water parks, live shows, mini golf, a family arcade center, multiple dining choices, and shopping, your family will love Grand Country's fun and convenience. Call 417-335-3535 or visit grandcountry.com. Grand Country, we've been treating folks like family since 1971.
Come to Grand Country, we'll treat you right.
I told you that I'd never come around again, but here I am again. Here I am again. I said I'd never let you let me down again. But here I am again. Here I am. Here I am. Here we are. The story's getting old. I know I can't hang on. Stay strong, but I got weak again. And here I am again. Here I am. Here I am. Here we are. The story's getting old. Could use a friend. So here I am again. Here I am again.
From 1972, Loretta Lynn, Here I Am Again.
This is Bob Mabe, and you're listening to Grand Country Rewind with Mike Patrick and with Jamie Hagee.
It's time for Vintage Branson, and each week we salute one of the first 10 founding shows here in Branson. This week we honor Bobolink's Country Hoedown.
Bob Mabe opened Branson's fifth show in 1976. It was in 1976 when he sold his share of the Ball Knobbers. He was one of the Mabe brothers there and purchased land further west on Highway 76. He then built an 1,800-seat theater, which at the time was the largest theater in the area, and he opened up as the Bobolinks, I think Memorial Day, 1977.
Mm-hmm. Bob Mabe also brought a lot of nationally known country music stars to town. He was inducted as a member of the Ozarks Music Hall of Fame in November of 1984. The Bobolinks retired from Branson show business in the fall of 1986.
And we're sitting there going, I wonder where that theater was. That's where Clay Cooper sits these days. Right now, with this week's Vintage Branson Mall, we're going to feature their lead guitar player at the time, one of our great friends. This is one, boy, God put a nice man on this earth with Eddie Lane.
None finer than him.
Nope. And he's singing a Big Gallon Brothers hit song. Here's Eddie Lane, the Bobolinks with Houston.
From Arkansas comes our singer, Eddie Lane. Curly hair, red hair. Houston. Houston means that I'm one day closer to you. Oh, honey, Houston. Houston means the last day the tour we're through. Well, honey, you and God in heaven above know love what I do for a living I do. Oh, but Houston, Houston means that I'm one day closer to you. Well, singing at the world's biggest rodeo sure was a great time for me and the guys. Oh, but when I'm away from you, honey, time always never flies. And sleeping all alone at the Holiday Hotel sure makes a cowboy blue. But here I am in Houston and I'm one day closer to you. Houston, Houston means that I'm one day closer to you. Oh, honey, Houston, Houston means the last day the tour is through. Well, honey, you and God in heaven above know I love what I do for a living I do. Oh, but Houston, Houston means that I'm one day closer to you.
That was Branson's fifth founding show, the Bobolinks Country Hoedown, featuring Eddie Lane. Now, Eddie Lane, after Bobolinks, went to the Plumbers and became their steel guitar player.
Right.
And on that recording there, that would have been Arnie Arnold picking the steel. And, and you were telling me a quick story while we were on the break. Eddie Lane repaired steel guitars and fixed Arnie Arnold up one time.
He did. He rigged a bunch of parts and junk up underneath Arnie's steel, and so it'd all fall out when he tried to play it. And it was pretty funny, I guess, from what they told me.
Wish we had some tape of that. If you knew Arnie Arnold, folks, and of course, he was a great comedian, too. Funny, funny man. I got to do a show with him in Springfield, Missouri, and he'd tell the same jokes every night, and I would just be in tears. He has had a timing. Work on that sometimes.
What?
Yeah.
Timing. Okay. Hey, it's time to pay. Speaking of timing, time to pay the bills, but stay with us. Coming up next, we've got a favorite show moment from Branson Country USA and Branson Entertainment News with the man with the gigantic brain, Josh Clark, from Branson Tri-Lakes News.
Not to be confused with Gene Mulvaney. Stay right here for more Grand Country Rewind.
When you're ready for spectacular music, great vocal harmonies, family comedy, and Ozark hospitality, it's time for the Grand Jubilee, starring Branson's best quartet, New South, featuring the best variety of your favorite tunes of any shows in the Ozarks. It is Branson's most entertaining show. Ask anybody. Showtime is 7:30 p.m. Call 417-335-2484 or visit grandcountry.com.
Hello, friends. This is Mike Patrick from the Grand Jubilee. We want to invite you to our area appreciation, May 11th through the 19th. Residents of Southwest Missouri and Northwest Arkansas can come see the show for a special $5 rate. We have a great time every night, and we'd love for you to join us. For reservations or information, call up the friendly folks in our box office at 417-335-2484. Showtime is 7:30 p.m., and we hope to see you there.
Welcome back to Grand Country Rewind. You're going to want to stay with us in the upcoming hour for this week's Branson Country USA. All your favorites will be here. New South, Jackie Brown, Melody Hart, the Rhinestone Mafia, Mike, and myself, along with this week's special guest star from Raiding the Country Vault and Songwriters in the Round at the Americana Theater, Billy Yates. And a bonus for you, Bluegrass Family, the Bakers, all coming up next on Branson Country USA.
Right now, though, it's time for a favorite moment from right here at Grand Country, and each and every week we like to take a look back at one of our favorite moments from Branson Country USA, and boy, this is a good one.
This was July 12th, 2013, and it features longtime New South lead singer Trey Wilson.
He loves singing those Johnny Paycheck hits, and this night was no exception. Here's Trey with Slide Off Your Satin Sheets.
He's going to do one for you, dang it, cheaper than Trey Wilson. Make him welcome.
What a beautiful mansion he built you. Splendor, Lord, you've got it wall to wall. And yet, with all of that, you're still not happy. 'Cause every time I get your call. Slide off your satin sheets, slip into your love softly. You know where to find my door, and I know what you're crying for. Slide off your satin sheets, slip into your love softly. Couldn't live on dreams and crystal balls. Well, his money can buy you everything but my loving. So I guess I'm good for something after all. So slide off of your satin sheets, slip into your
entertainment.
Now, see, that's not
those
fair.
Are your words.
See, you those got to words. You got to say that on
go
air.
Stand in your corner.
Dang it.
It's time for Branson Entertainment News with Josh Clark from Branson Tri-Lakes News.
And in the vault of classic country music with all the news that is news at this hour, Josh Clark.
What hour? What hour is it? What day is this? It's it's crazy.
Well, how much would it?
Right. Is this a week? Is this a week? No, it's not a weekday. It's Grand Country Rewind.
Mother's Day weekend.
Yes, it is. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. And, you know, you've got one mom that will always be your mom. But as you grow up and you venture out in the world, you have so many other mother figures that you can't quite forget. So happy Mother's Day, Mom, and then happy Mother's Day to all my 20 adopted mothers that I have out there that have made sure that I was fed and clothed over the years.
Isn't that the truth?
It really is. So, but there's a lot of stuff going on here in town. A couple shows. Crash Craddock is at Dick Clark Sunday afternoon. The Diary of Anne Frank is going on downtown at the Historic Owen Theater. A lot of cool stuff. One cool thing that I did earlier this week, Promised Land Zoo opened phase two of their expansion. Last year, they opened a 2-mile drive-through with all these new enclosures. Well, earlier this week, they opened a 1/4-mile walking path that's dotted with new animals. All right, there's a new animal encounter building where you can pet like baby emus and turtles and a hedgehog and rabbits. The sloth encounter's in there. There are several new enclosures for some of the animals that were there, have been there since they were babies. They built them new, larger enclosures, the hyenas. Right. Also, there's a giraffe, and you can feed this giraffe. You can walk up and hang out with Mace. Is this giraffe's name?
I thought you meant take some. just in case.
Yeah.
Well, but that's cool. And that's over on Shepherd of the Hills Expressway, folks. You haven't seen it.
It is.
And I'm embarrassed to say I haven't been.
It's cool, man.
But I hear great things about it.
It really is cool. It's a great way to spend several hours. They started off less than 10 acres. It was like between 4 and 6 acres.
Yeah.
And now it's over 70. It's the largest attraction in the city limits, Branson.
So that's great.
That's cool. Really cool. Promised Land Zoo. Y'all go check them out. Got some interesting shows coming up. First limited engagement show of the year starts Wednesday at the Starlight Theater. That's the return of Raiding the Rock Vault.
Yeah.
The sister show of Country Vault. Came last year for a handful of dates. Went over really well. They're back now and then for 4 more shows in July and then some in October. So they're here Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at Starlight. So
I hear great things about that.
It's a cool show. And, you know, here's the thing. I don't necessarily dig all the music that they play in that show, but the talent is great. It's sort of like Country Vault in the fact that they sort of tell the story of rock and roll. So you get all the great classic rock artists from the past 50 years or so.
And it originated in Las Vegas with Sir Harry Cowell.
Yep.
And I think that sparked the idea to Raid the Country Vault.
They did. And that show won Show of the Year, Rock Vault won Show of the Year like 2 or 3 times in a row in Vegas. I saw it in Vegas and I saw it here last year. You know, even if you don't dig on that kind of music, those are songs that everyone knows.
Absolutely. And it's a great presentation.
It is.
The way Sir, he's got the big screens and both shows, Country Vault and I assume Rock Vault, just great.
And as stacked as the Country Vault lineup is, the Rock Vault lineup is equally as stacked on the other side of the. You've got folks that played for Dio and for Slash and for all these old school rock and roll acts. So it's really cool. And they play loud and it's a lot of fun.
Hey, and I do want to say, because I run into Billy Yates, and he's our guest coming up next on Branson Country USA. But folks, if you haven't caught his Songwriters in the Round, make sure you get over there. And they do a late show, I know, Saturday night.
10:30. It's I think they do 7:30 Friday, and then 10:30 Saturday, and then they do a 2 o'clock show on Sundays.
But he's bringing in some great folks. You know, names you may not have heard, but you certainly know the songs.
Well, the folks that they have this weekend, I would say probably 70% of the hits that Alan Jackson had the first 10 years of his career were written by one of the dudes.
Yeah.
So,
and you get to meet him, be up close and personal.
And you know what? If I know Billy Yates like I know Billy Yates, not only will you get to meet him, but you'll get a hug, you'll get to sit down and chat, and it's just a great time. Really is a cool show.
Billy Yates is Branson.
He is. He's jumped in with both feet and he's loving it.
Yeah. Hey, step with Josh, multiple places around the Ozarks.
Every Wednesday and Saturday, BransonTriLakesNews.com. Every Thursday, Branson Live on your newsstands. And we wrap it up. No, we have Friday and Saturday morning on 106.3 KRZK. And then we wrap it up here on Grand Country Rewind.
Thank you, Josh.
Yes, sir.
Hands that are strong, but wrinkled. Doing work that never gets done. Hear this lost song of the beauty by too many hours in the sun. Eyes that show some disappointment, and there's been quite a lot in her life. She's the foundation I lean on. My woman, my woman, my wife. Every day has been uphill. We climb, but we can't reach the top. I'm weak and I'm easily discouraged. She just smiles when I want to stop. Lips that are weary but tender, with love that strengthens my life. A saint in a dress made of gingham. My woman, my woman, my wife. Two little babies were born in the spring, but died when the winter was new. I lost control of my mind and my soul, but my woman's faith carried us through. When she reaches that river, Lord, you know what she's worth. Give her that mansion up yonder, 'cause she's been through hell here on earth. Lord, give her my share of heaven. If I've earned any here in this life, 'cause God, I believe she deserves it. My woman, my woman, my wife.
For Branson's best afternoon of fun and laughter, don't miss the Comedy Jamboree, starring funny guys Applejack, Stretch McCord, and Andy Parks, along with the Jamboree Singers, Piano Player of the Year Tracy Houston, and the award-winning Grand Band, featuring hilarious clean comedy, great dancing, and today's country hits. This show is a hot ticket. For more information, call 417-335-2484 or visit grandcountry.com. That's the Comedy Jamboree. No matter what the weather is outside, Splash Country Indoor Water Park provides hours of family fun. Float your cares away on the lazy river or plunge down the wild tube slides. Watch out for 1,000 gallons of falling water from the tipping bucket. Plan your Grand Country stay by calling 417-335-3535 or visit grandcountry.com. We've been treating folks like family since 1971.
Come to Grand Country, we'll treat you right.
Welcome back to Grand Country Rewind. Hey, we hope you've had a great time with us this evening. And don't forget to email us at rewind@grandcountry.com if there's something you'd like to hear us play for you. We'll see what we can do.
You also don't want to go anywhere, because coming up next, we have Branson Country USA Join us for another hour of great music, fun, and a performance from this week's special guest stars. It's a doubleheader from Raiding the Country Vault and Songwriters in the Round at the Americana Theater, Billy Yates, and Bluegrass Family, the Baker Family, coming up next on Branson Country USA.
With this week's gospel song, here's New South, Beautiful Home.
Beautiful home, beautiful land, beautiful place on the faraway strand. Beautiful country where my friends have gone. Sorrow and pain, trouble and care, none of these will ever be there. Heaven is waiting now for me, beautiful home.
Beautiful home, my dear delight, beautiful home, my mansion bright.
And I know I'll live in one someday.
Beautiful sights that to behold, beautiful gates and streets of gold.
I will have a beautiful home someday.
And streets of gold.
I will have a beautiful home someday.
Beautiful home of pure delight. Beautiful home of mansion bright.
And I know I'll live in one someday.
Beautiful sights there to behold. Beautiful graves and streets of gold.
I will have a beautiful home someday.
Really been beautiful. Let's put our hands together like a bunch of hillbillies now. We'll get on out of here, all right?
Good night, everybody, and God bless you.
Grand Country Rewind is produced from the vault of classic country music at Grand Country Music Hall, located on the famed 76 Country Boulevard in Branson, Missouri. Our executive producer is Glenn Robinson. Producer is Mike Patrick. Associate producer is Andy Holloway. Production manager is Rachel Conroy. Our box office and group tour manager is Selena Campbell. And director of marketing and sales is Tate Womack. For information about planning a fun-filled visit to Branson, call our friendly folks at 417-335-2484 or visit GrandCountry.com. We have amazing vacation packages to create the perfect Grand Country getaway. From Mike Patrick, Jamie Hagee, and everyone at Grand Country, thank you for joining us for this week's Grand Country Rewind.